Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word, from our Sunday sermon. If after listening you have questions and want to contact us, you can do that at our email, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. So we've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit, and we've gone quite a long ways, and we've gotten to the fruit called gentleness. The reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. My friends, you know that our time with you wasn't wasted. As you remember, we had been mistreated and insulted at Philippi, but God gave us the courage to tell you the good news about him, even though many people caused us trouble. We didn't have any hidden motives when we won you over, and we didn't try to fool or trick anyone. God was pleased to trust us with his message. We didn't speak to please people, but to please God, who knows our motives. You also know that we didn't try to flatter anyone. God himself knows that what we did wasn't a cover-up for greed. We were not trying to get you or anyone else to praise us, but as apostles, we could have demanded help from you. After all, Christ is the one who sent us. We chose to be like children or like a mother nursing her baby. We cared so much for you, and you became so dear to us that we were willing to give our lives for you when we gave you God's message. My dear friends, you surely haven't forgotten our hard work and hardships. You remember how night and day we struggled to make a living so that we could tell you God's message without being a burden to anyone. Both you and God are witnesses that we were pure and honest and innocent in our dealings with you and the followers of the Lord. You also know we did everything for you that parents would do for their own children. We begged, encouraged, and urged each of you to live in a way that would honor God. He is the one who chose you to share in his own kingdom and glory. What a great reading. So how many of you have ever used a bar of soap in the shower? Now we have these shower lotions and gels and stuff. Just wondering if you've ever actually used a bar, because way back a long time ago when I was first taking classes to learn how to deal with youth ministry, one of the professors said that working with teenagers was hard. He noted that with all the hormones raging, working with teenagers required us to be gentle but firm. Gentle enough not to bruise fragile egos, but at the same time firm enough so that the teenagers we worked with understood the limits of acceptable behavior. We needed to love them, but make sure they knew where the fences were. And he suggested one way to think about it was to picture ourselves in the shower with a bar of soap, that we needed to be careful about how we held that bar, with enough gentleness so the bar wouldn't shoot out of our hands across the shower, but firmly enough so it wouldn't just drop on our toes. That's the way we needed to care for young people. The fruit of the Spirit this week is gentleness. One of the fruit in Paul's list in Galatians 5, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and then gentleness, and finally self-control. Gentleness, something that was always obvious in Jesus' ministry and should be just as obvious in the way we care for people too. Because here's a remarkable truth. How we treat others, both in the community of faith and in the larger community, reveal whether the Holy Spirit is in us. Nothing is more off-putting in a Christian than a judgmental, harsh, uncaring, and unforgiving spirit. So how can we be gentle in our dealings with others? Well, for one, we can always be considerate. Just as you wouldn't jostle a newborn baby around, as the Apostle Paul suggests, neither should you jostle around other believers or folks in need in your church and family and community. Be considerate. Recognize when people need help or space or just a kind word, and don't try to force your solutions to life on them. Show them empathy. That is, join them in the space where they are. If they're scared or frustrated or hurt or bewildered or just trying to figure it all out, choose to go where they are and be open to understanding what they're dealing with from their perspective. And while there, be patient. Show them great respect. Speak as little as possible. And listen as much as you can. Seek peace for them so that their troubled hearts and minds can slow down and they can breathe. That is, be a non-anxious presence. I love that idea. You are not the one struggling, they are. Let them. But be there for them, as Paul was for the folks in Thessalonica, in Macedonia, north of Greece, as they were introduced to the Christian faith, something for them new and scary. Be calm, reassuring, gracious, full of the fruit of the Spirit, ready to help when they are ready to be helped. And most of all, be humble. No matter what you know, you don't know it all. And quite frankly, sometimes your experience just isn't the same, and what you want to say really won't help. So just sit and gently care. Because gentleness is a fruit of the Spirit. It reveals God's character in us, just as Jesus so gently taught and cared for his disciples, followers, and folks in need all around him. So can we. Gentleness, it's important. Learn the lesson. And for those of you who are leaving worship today, we're offering you a peach. So hold the peach gently, or you will wear peach juice all day long. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for joining us for our podcast today. It's been fun. And remember, if you have questions, contact us and we'll help you out with your understanding. This is Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church.